Let's bring in Pat Pagano and find out what the details are for our area. Good morning there, Mr. Pagano.
And a good Tuesday morning.
How was your weekend?
The weekend at the lake was very productive. Got lots and lots of things done. Yesterday here, the morning into the early afternoon was backbreaking as I tried to do some of the work that our handyman was hired for that is not able to do.
So you must be a little sore this morning then.
Yeah, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form a person that likes to garden. I'm just not. I don't like it. And, you know, what can I tell you? You know, I'm going to have to try to do this. I don't know where this guy is going to go with this, but he came last Wednesday with his hand bandaged and said that he was going to do the surgery on Thursday and that he would be here this past weekend with a guy to do the work and he was going to supervise. Right. He called Friday night and said that's all off because he can't even drive because he's on painkillers. So it's going to be at least a week to see what happens. Now, the guy's been paid 80% of what he asked, and I would say 40% of the work is done. Yeah, so yeah. It's not his fault. It's my fault. I should have never advanced the money.
Well, it'll get done. You just got to bite the lip, and it'll get done.
I'll be right.
Now.
Yeah.
Big decision, and it's all going to depend on what you say about going into the city later this morning and coming back. So it all depends on your forecast, Pat.
Well, it's going to rain the city, but it's going to end there by about 2.
All right. But that means when will it end up here?
Probably 4.
So that means we'll go down in rain, and then we'll leave there in rain and come back into rain.
If you're going to leave before 2.
Oh, yeah. We try to get out of the city but before 2. If you don't get out of the city coming out the West Side Highway after 2:30, all those cars that are going up onto the George Washington Bridge just back up the West Side Highway. So you try to get out before – you try to get out right before 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock when you try to get out.
Yeah.
Is it going to be heavy rain off and on down there?
Some of the rain is real heavy, yeah.
And we'll have some heavy pockets up here too?
Yes. Looking at the radar right now, moderate rain over the city, very heavy rain, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah, Mike Cosby said it's pouring where he is, which is in Red Bank.
He's in Red Bank?
Yeah.
Let's see, Red Bank, I think, oh yeah. The band of very heavy rain goes from coastal Belmar, New Jersey, right on up to Elizabeth, and it's all moving northeastward. So
in our direction.
In your direction. But you know, the back edge of it, it's already ended in Trenton. The rain has already ended in Trenton. So again, I think the rain in the city is gonna end a lot sooner. In fact, I think the computers are gonna be off now looking at this radar. Take a look at the wide radar. Because there may be another band that we have to worry about. But no, I'm telling you, I think most of the rain in the city will probably be over before 12 noon in the city, which means for us, a lot of the rain's going to be over by 2.
Okay.
I'm going to speed it up a little.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. So that's Marshall's personal forecast. Now,
for everybody else, showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-70s today. Tonight showers end, and I think this is really too late. I think the showers are going to end a lot earlier, like this afternoon, mid-60s, sunny, quite warm Wednesday, upper 80s, partly sunny and hot Thursday and Friday, 90. There is a chance of a thunderstorm on Saturday, and there'll be a chance of showers with cooler weather on Sunday.
All right, so we've got basically pop-up showers or thunderstorms scattered throughout the forecast through the week.
No, there's nothing.
I mean, not through the week. I mean, beginning on like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nothing on Friday.
Okay.
Nothing on Friday. It looks like Saturday and Sunday, unfortunately.
All right. Now, with the hot, is it going to be humid out, though?
Yes, it is.
Now, is there any chance of pop-up thunderstorms forming? Like, just because it's going to be humid, it might be sunny and stuff like that?
For when?
During the week.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. Yeah, there may be. There could possibly be a pop-up thunderstorm on Thursday, but it's neither here or there. Right. I don't think, I really don't think that there's going to be all that much around.
All right. Well, that's good news.
This is a much better week than last week. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And, got a lot of work done at the lake. I got the projector up at the studio, surround sound, all of that done. And I threw out two big, huge garbage bags of junk from my cabin. So I had to do the lawn up there as well. So cut all of that. And, I can't say it was a total work weekend, but I will talk because I did join a few friends Saturday night up there and go out to an Italian restaurant, which was really excellent, in Randolph called Forte. It's an Italian restaurant. It was really, really good. So I would say that I spent 70% of my weekend Saturday and Sunday working, 30% relaxing, and I would say that yesterday I spent 80% of the day working, if not in the garden, in the weather center. So, you know what, Marshall? I normally, if I didn't have Monday off, I think I'd be a lot less tired today.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, it's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And today's Tuesday, $6 day at AMC if you're a stub member. I don't know what to see. I really don't. Godzilla's playing. I mean, I have that option. The Avengers movie is playing. I have that option.
Well, I think if it were me, of course, it would be Godzilla first. Then it might even be a doubleheader day for me if I was down there, if I had a theater that see Godzilla first, then Avengers. I'd be, I'd make a 5-hour movie day of it. Yeah, but that would be me. But that would be me. But so you've got a choice between Godzilla and the Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm even going to do that because I'm so tired, Marshall. I bet you I can go. Bet you I get into that movie theater. They have those recliners. I'll put that recliner back in. How much want to make a bed? I'd sleep during the whole thing. That's what I'm afraid of.
That would be.
I probably would.
So you're probably going to pass on the movies today.
I think I may pass on the movie. Also, I have to watch and make sure there's no severe weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I have to be on the alert for that. Other than that, how was your weekend?
Weekend was fine. It was uneventful. Fine. Everything seemed to go okay. The bear came by the house last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. Two bears, big bears.
These aren't the same ones.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell, especially at night. They didn't get caught on camera. They were in the front of the house, and the dogs went crazy at about 2, right? I think it's between 1 and 2. I'm not sure. So I yelled, and they wouldn't stop barking. So and that's normally an indication. When they don't stop barking, that means they're looking at something. So I go to the front window, and there, once again, on the lawn are two bears. And the bears are so funny because they're facing north. They're heading like they're up the road, but their heads are turned, looking in the window at the dogs barking. And once I got the dogs back in the bedroom, the bears hung around for about 30 or 40 seconds, but then the barking subsided. On the way they went.
Question.
Yeah.
What would happen if you let the dogs out?
I wouldn't let the dogs out. There's not even question can't even be answered.
Really?
I wouldn't do it. My neighbor lets the dog out, and the dogs chase the bears away, but I just think it's too dangerous for the dog.
I have to agree with you.
I just think it's too dangerous for the dog. Leave the bear go. I don't have any garbage out or anything like that. They'll meander along. If you have a bear problem, that's because you don't know how to dispose of your garbage and your food and your stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll just keep on going. They can find food. It's different. But But other than that, they'll keep on trucking if there's no food.
Yeah,
I mean they'll nose around. They'll hang out in the summertime in the sun and stuff like that. But there won't be a problem if there's no food, if there's no food source. So,
and we all have to remember, they were there before us.
That's it. That's the bare essentials. All right, Pat, I think we're gonna play this song to take us out here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure now?
I don't know about sure, but I'm ready.
This is for me, okay? Now, what song is this? Come on. Chicago Transit Authority, another rainy day in New York City, Pat.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, good luck on that.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano's forecast.